This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, if there were radio licenses, mine should be revoked today. I shouldn't even be here. Like, are you doing radio under the influence of lack of sleep? Or did you just wake up and you're not in your body? That's it. Super done. Call Mike Phillip back. Can he get on here and host for me again? I don't know. I'm going to make it. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. It's sort of like the warning label on an FDA drug, only less dangerous. Far less dangerous. It's like, warning, contains a Robert Scott Bell Show. That's all you need to know tonight, folks. And him on lack of sleep. In fact, we got in at 2:30 in the morning. We arrived at Mom's place, and by 3:30, I think I was sort of semi-asleep. And how we got here after that move, I'm looking. If those of you watching on YouTube, by the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I got tears and cuts in my earth suit all over the place from the move. Every little muscle in my fingers is sore. And I know we loaded a truck for the past 5 days, and you know what? Even my son was, we were climbing up to the top. I was holding him up there to just jam one last piece in there. Because, you know, you don't want to forget any stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up there, and it's like, I push him against, he wasn't ready, and there was some kind of thing sticking out, scraped him right on his ASIS. Is that what it was? On the ASIS? Pretty close? And cut and started bleeding. I said, go get Mom. She'll put some silver on, put a bandage on it. Did that, dressed it nicely with the silver gel. I looked at it today. It was like 5 days healed, not one day. An incredible thing. Incredible thing. So anyway, we shout out to Jackie and John from Healthy Buddha, because they brought us some like go away tea. One was like, don't drink this if you're driving. And the other was, I need something while I'm driving. So they put me a really calm, relaxed, chill out one, and then one that was for energy. Now, I was doing some mate last night. I even did your favorite chocolate-covered organic coffee beans.
Okay.
I'm not good at driving at night. I want to sleep. I'm just normally, you know, it's dark, I'll go to bed. So I'm doing everything I can. My wife, my kids, until they're real tired trying to talk to me. And then I get making phone calls. And so at a certain point in time, I tried that energy tea as well, late at night. And it worked. I'm just glad I didn't drink the wrong tea, because I drank the relaxed tea from Healthy Buddha that she brewed up for me. And I, not on the road, but at Grandma's house, crashed hard. I went down for like an hour nap. I think 2.5 hours later, my wife goes, honey, it's 40 minutes to showtime. What? Where am I? I haven't set up anything. Like those exams or the dreams about final exams where you don't show up until the last second. You didn't know your whole semester you weren't there. And I'm like, wait a second. I haven't set up my broadcast equipment. I haven't set up the camera. And so I'm going into today's show only, and this is a long-winded way of saying, you know what? If I screw up on putting words together improperly, anything like that, or properly, you'll know there's a reason behind it. But I'm glad to be here alive and well. The kids, the cousins are together. Get to see Grandma Mickey. My wife's here. And we're going to have a good time tonight. We've got Ty Bollinger back from Asia. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
back from the tour that we covered on, what, three different shows, I think, while he was doing this.
Yeah.
He was all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got to eat the durian, which you which you dared him to do, and found a sign in, I think it was in Thailand, wasn't it, that had TMB on it. We got a great picture of, and it looked like he interviewed a lot of great people. I'm really looking forward to seeing the end product on this.
It'll be awesome. Now, we have I want to ask you, Mike Phillip, how was the show with Mike yesterday? Because I didn't get a chance to hear it.
I think it went well. I mean, I'm on this side of the microphone, but people seem to enjoy it.
He's Canadian, right?
He is Canadian. Well, he's Canadian American. He's a Canuck, right?
Yes.
So I think he probably leans more towards the American part than the Canadian part.
Okay.
He's just Canadian enough that he can make fun of Canadians.
Right.
I think. And get away with it.
Well, I'm just, listen, this for international relations, peace among our neighbors. You see, I'm willing to have partial Canadians host this show. Isn't that big of me?
That's very big of you.
Yeah.
Very big of you.
Right.
But yeah, we had a good time last night, and people seemed to receive it well.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mike, for hosting with Super Don. In fact, I reached out to another Mike tonight from TAC. You know who I'm talking about. And I said, hey, can you host the whole show? He's like, 2 hours? I don't know. And then he says, I can do a few segments. Listen, you ask for the moon, you get like a surface street of some kind, and you'll take it. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll have the 10th Amendment Center take over the hosting duties for one night while I'm doing the road trip cross country. Those of you who know where I'm going, that's cool. For others, it will be announced later. So, player to be named later. All right, so this year, 2018, as I'm getting back into my body here, this was just warm up with Super Don. Pay no attention to anything we've said so far. I was just at, thinking back to my lectures this year. Every one of them, I've tried to bring in some of the neurological degradation diseases. What was really causing them? What can really reverse them? And, you know, it was like the last straw was when Neil Diamond was announced that he had Parkinson's, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't this ridiculous? He's 70-something. I think he's 10 years younger than my mom, who's at 80. What are you, 83 or 84 now? 84, right? You forget after 80-something, right? And she's going, she just got back from England, saw her sister turn 90, and she comes back and she's like, jet lag, what jet lag? I'm going dancing. I'm going down. And here I am, jet lagged from driving into the night. I know, it's embarrassing. So it's not only Neil Diamond with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's and other things, but now Alan Alda. Now, if I'm correct, this is the guy that is most known for MASH. Alan Alda, is that right? Super Don, I lost him. Yeah, it's the MASH guy. That's what I'm thinking.
No, I'm sorry. Yes, I was doing some studio duty there real quick.
All right.
Yeah, he was the guy. He was MASH. Yeah, he was in MASH. I mean, I remember growing up a little kid because MASH came out in the 70s, and so I was just a little kid when it was really popular. But it was a show that my dad really liked. Right. Mm-hmm. And incredibly popular. And he's been in a number of movies since, but that's what everybody remembers him from.
Yeah, and so he's at 80-something, but he's got it. Now, the thing is it inevitable that if you're on planet Earth long enough in this physical body, that you're going to have a neurological degeneration disease, that you're going to have cancer? And, you know, I've said for many years, I learned from my mentor, that is a modern medical man problem. That in the history of the planet, there have been people that have lived, and peoples, I shall say, that have lived well into their hundreds. I mean, if you go into biblical discussion, it can be hundreds and hundreds, but a lot longer than we live today. And we're patting ourselves for the 20th century advancements, and we, you know, now live into our 70s, some in our 80s and such. But where did the advancement come from? Now, in the 20th century, I would argue it's more or less from advances in sewage, sanitation, hygiene, basic concepts that when that wasn't there, you can go to Haiti and you say, wow, a lot of those things aren't there like they are in the rest of the Western world. And you see that infant mortality is bad, although there's arguments to be made that we could do better on infant health here. The way we've medicalized even childbirth, and I think we talked about that the other day. But the fact of the matter is there are peoples, fewer and fewer on planet Earth, that have lived well into their hundreds, and that didn't die of a disease, quote-unquote, a chronic disease, a wasting disease, a degradation disease. What did they do that's different than Alan Alda, than Neil Diamond? You know, living in the 20th to 21st century, what kind of exposures have occurred? What kind of deficiencies have occurred? What kind of heavy metal burdens are we carrying, and how much can we withstand them before all of our minerals are displaced, and then there's a total metabolic breakdown? Now, if I've said anything that makes sense today, I should get a gold medal just for that few minutes that I've just said, because I'm not sure, because I'm really reaching for stuff. But there's a deep level of, what would I say, disgust with the way we seem to be so clueless as a people, including the so-called smartest among us that have high-level PhDs, medical degrees, and they don't see this as anything but some kind of genetic unfortunate event because you're on planet Earth too long. And I don't agree. I don't agree. Now, from a spiritual journey, you might have an agreement to come to this body and this planet and this time and this earth plane of existence and say, you know what, I want to only be here for 70-some-odd years, or in the case of Alan Alda, 80-some years, then I want Alzheimer's, and I want to get out, or Parkinson's, then I want to get out. Yeah, that's getting into some esoteric stuff, I realize, and how much are you caused rather than the effect of what goes on around you? Or how much of this is like, you know, we're going to get you on planet Earth, you're going to be around for a while, and then we're going to trick you, and we're going to give you some horrible disease that you're going to blame on being old. And it'll be one of those things that one day, because you're going to be a celebrity, one day some radio host is going to be talking about you and making an example out of you, not to make fun of you, but just to say, hey, you know what? It can strike anybody and everybody, and who cares who you are or what you are in terms of your status, your knownness or whatever. Except for the fact that if you're a celebrity, a lot of people know you, and I can say, hey, you know that guy? Here's what happened in his life. Now, I don't know all the details, but I know that there are similarities for all of us on planet Earth. Why did I, in the 1960s, why was I born with so many ailments and illnesses the first 24 years of my life? Not everybody in Generation X had that. It was starting to happen. And why millennials? And why post-millennials? Those numbers have increased radically. And so we're dealing with a toxicological burden, mineral deficiencies because of it, and perhaps that bigger picture, a lack of, you know, what you're here to do. Now, for some of you, it isn't about eating well. Right? They look at me and go, hey, Robert, how come you eat so well? I can't do that. I don't want to do it. Well, you know, maybe you've chosen to live differently than me. That's cool. I'm not judging you on it. But as far as I'm concerned, I've seen the misery of dying that way in other family members and relatives, and I don't want to go that way. So I'm making choices. And I guess my point is here, if I made any sense at all, is that you have choices to make as well. If you think it's too hard to eat healthy, what are you living in? And how do you want to live in it later? Because the choices you make right now are going to impact those things like Alan Alda in his 80s or Neil Diamond in his 70s. Or my mom in her 80s who's dancing two or three times a week. Traveling to London, coming back, like, through jet lag, I'm going dancing. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I'm gaining some confidence back, having survived the first segment from out-of-body experiences back in body. And it seems like people are saying I'm making sense. They could be just being nice to me on the YouTube feed. They could be just saying that what I want to hear. But if it's for real, I'm just going, yeah, I feel a little better. You know how it is. The words that from people you care about can have an impact on you. So be careful what you say, right? Super Don, if I said anything mean to you today, because I apologize.
You're just triggering me left and right. Yes.
You know, sometimes, like, if you say out of body, like, people go freak out. Like, dude, you know, what do you think? Where do you think you go when you go to sleep?
Oh, I'm just hanging out in my brain.
Really? That's what you're going to dance and swim around your brain? Okay. If you think you're your physical body, there's not a lot more I can. What can I say? All right, I'm going to go to the obity boo level in just a moment. We are live in, I guess this is the Atlanta area. It's raining like crazy. Actually, we had a respite from the rain. And you know what? What's really nice about small town, because I lived in a small town for a number of years, Super Don. I went on, it was a Facebook Marketplace purchase, and I got one of those cargo toppers, right, for the minivan.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had one of those. And I'm like, it's the last day. We're about to move. I'm like, you know, I don't have the energy to figure this thing out. How do I hook it up to the thing? And how does it go? You know, all of that. I'm like, you know, I'm calling my buddy, the mechanic in town. What a nice man, Kenny. And I go there, and he says, you know, to one of his mechanics, Mike, go over there and help him. And so we put the thing on. I'm watching it, observing it. I would not have gotten this thing done. In my right mind, maybe, but not the way it was yesterday before the trip. And so at the end, it was like, hey, how much oil you can? I'm gonna run. No, nothing. He donated the guy's time. Just so nice. So I gave the guy a few shekels just to say thank you. But It was just, you know, they're nice people. I'm not saying there's not nice people in big cities, but it's easier to find them in the small cities, I just find. And, you know, it's just another one of those thank yous, like our friends at the Healthy Buddha, you know, good people that you know, only when you're leaving. Oh, and here's the other story. Gosh, I keep thinking of more. Our neighbors to the, if I'm looking at it, to the right, very much a redneck family. And I don't say that derogatorily because I'm a Jewish redneck from my birth, not from my birth, actually, when we went to Georgia. Good people. And I go there at the end of the thing. My son and I are exhausted. And we got to close this wall down on the moving truck on the inside because you pay for what you use in this system. So you pay for the whole truck or you use part of it. So when you're done, you close this wall and you have to put these pipes together. And it was like bulging out. I'm like, we're pushing with all our might. And it's just like jammed in there. I'm like, we're never going to get out of here. So I go to the neighbor. I said, I know you've got some teenagers. Could I borrow them? We don't need the teenagers. This old 70-year-old guy smoking cigarettes. He used to be apparently a truck driver himself. A truck driver. He comes over himself. This one 70-year-old guy between me and my son and him. Just jammed that thing in. Put the pipes together. Lock them down. I'm like, dude, you are worth six teenagers. He's just laughing. It's like the brute strength of somebody who's lived that way their whole life. They've used their body in that way. It is deceiving how strong people can be. Didn't, you know, not looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger or anything. So that was another one of those things. You can't judge a book by its cover, per se, right? Even if the cover is old and wrinkly, there's a lot of good life in there, a lot of fantastic things. And he wouldn't take offense to this at all, in fact. So anyway, Super D, I just another story that came to mind as we're talking here.
You are the story man. But, you know, there are a lot of people who wish they had stories, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What did I do today?
That I remembered is amazing to me.
Yeah. Mm. Well, how about a question of the day? We got time for that?
All right, real quick, question of the day is coming from Fred. No theme music. Can the silver aloe vera protocol combination be mixed in advance of taking it? For example, can I mix it at breakfast, take it to work with me, and take it at noon for convenience? Or does it lose potency and effectiveness by doing this? Also, you state to wait 45 minutes after taking it to eat. I'm assuming, say, less time, 30 minutes, will not give enough time for the silver to reach the colon. Well, no, that's not what I say. The silver aloe protocol, you don't mix the silver and aloe until right before you use it. So bring it in two separate containers, then mix it, then take it, because, yeah, the silver is very active. We want to minimize exposure to other things so that it's really engaged for your body. In terms of waiting to eat, I think 30 minutes is adequate because the silver and the aloe helps to carry it past the stomach very, very quickly, transit down through the small intestine, large intestine, and colon. So I'm not worried if you can't wait 45 minutes to eat afterward, right? Silver, aloe together again. Don't store them together. Add them, mix them right before use. Fred, great question. Appreciate that. And yes, we did answer that. So slowly but surely, I feel like I'm coming back to my body. I'll double check with all of my YouTube watchers on the break. Thank you for being here. RobertScottBell.com. Thanks to Super Don. Notes are up, links are up, and upcoming events are up. Ty Bollinger will be up next hour, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. Trinity Conference, Trinity Live. The reemergence of the Hill Freedom Expo is going to be happening from our friends at Trinity. And it's going to be September 22nd, 23rd in Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. Got word that, I'm looking up. You know how you look up and you're trying to see into the ethers? What am I trying to grab onto right now as far as a thought form? Oh, Chris Barr, not a doc, going to be there. That'll be fun. We'll have, it'll be a health freedom reunion for everybody. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be so cool. So take a deep breath. Super Don, looks like we're still here, and next hour, Ty Bollinger are going to join us and go outside the box now that he's back in the American box from his travels throughout Asia. So I'm looking forward to hearing some more of those adventures. And in the meantime, you guide me now, my friend, because I don't know what I'm doing here. What are we doing?
All right. Well, you know, a topic that we cover from time to time is the 5G situation, where they're getting ready to start rolling out this 5G, this fifth generation technology for cell phones.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of concern about it. And Natural News actually put together an article talking about the 5G. And I kind of like the way that they talk about how people are worried about a health calamity as a result.
What people, though? I mean, you don't hear about, well, I guess there are occasionally articles that talk about.
You don't, hardly ever, and the only time, and you know, it's funny that you bring that up, because in preparation for tonight's show, I was kind of like, you know, I actually haven't seen anything about 5G in a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm curious what's out there. So I went, you know, I Googled news articles and put in 5G, and they had all kinds of articles about, oh, here's this great technology, lightning fast, and be able to stream movies, and blah, blah, blah. So then I was like, all right, well, let me refine the results here, and I'll add 5G concerns, right? I did a search for that. And the only thing that you saw, there were some kind of, you know, health-oriented websites. You would kind of expect to find articles like that on those types of websites.
Right.
And the only other news that were qualified as news were ones that were talking about how people who were concerned about were cuckoo and crazy.
Cuckoo?
That there's nothing to worry about, right?
Once again, we're cuckoo. Cuckoo
yes.
for, not Cocoa Puffs, but I'm cuckoo for homeopathy. I'm holding up the EMF detox. This is one of the things when we first launched Healing Revolution with Dr. King years ago on the Robert Scott Bell Show, this was one of the keys I felt were very important. This is before, well, we knew 5G, we've heard about it even back then, but it wasn't around the corner. And the EM field disruption has been very real, even with 3G and 4G. In fact, you can go back when the phones were like the size of, you know, telephone poles, so to speak. You'd have to hold up your ear. I mean, you could feel the heat physically because it was hot, but also there are people that are sensitive to any form of that technology and feeling and sensing the things that a lot of people are unconscious as they're holding these phones next to their head. And, you know, we've talked about people with tumors on the parotid artery and different things. Is that, did I say that right? I believe so. And they, you know, he said the disruption to cells is real. It might not be the same thing as ionizing radiation from, you know, Chernobyl or wherever, but it has an impact that causes cellular inflammation, disruption, genetic manifestation, abnormalities, things like that. The EMF detox is a homeopathic that responds to that. It doesn't prevent it. Now, we have done the key home technology that we were introduced to from my buddy Paul Baratero at Synergy Science, because we met Hans from Germany. Not Hans Gruber, not from Die Hard. Hans Thiels. I remember that. Yeah, and, you know, talking about water being the basis for which these things can be corrected, producing electrons in the air that settle on you, on your skin, so that any of these waves that hit that would normally penetrate and create the cellular damage and inflammation would be neutralized at the skin level, because it's not about, unless you're going to be blowing up towers, and I'm not advocating terrorism like that, although what could be argued is that there's a terroristic attack on us electronically by erecting these things everywhere. You had an ability to strategically, even though you can't stop the EM fields from being disrupted this way, that you could protect yourself. Now, there are all kinds of pendants that people wear. It's hard to validate them, third-party verify them. But there is a way to measure what's being produced in these energy fields, you know, in terms of counteracting them, like the key home technology. So we actually have it in the camper top, or they call it the cargo top. So it's activating in the car with us as we're going. We're being flooded with this stuff, so I feel better about that. But wherever you go, if you don't live in a single-family home off the grid, you know, many miles from civilization, you're going to be impacted by this. Now, this is also one of those additive components. It's like when we say it's not one thing, it's everything, that's what I mean by that. If it were only EM field disruption, that could disrupt the weakest among us, like the canary in the coal mine in some ways. I was growing up with the chemicalized world of the 20th century, when many of my peers, they didn't have the allergies I had and GI disturbances I had and all of that. We're all stronger and weaker in different ways. But the bombardment now, which we're seeing in the next generations, millennials and post-millennials, the weaker the generations are becoming due to this long-term exposure. So we have to strategize ways, maybe to meet it technologically. And if you want to think in terms of that key QI, key home technology, and key me technology, it's kind of low tech. I mean, it's high-tech, low-tech combination because you're using water, and there's a mystical element to water. Go back to the Emoto findings where, you know, you talk about programming water with emotions and photographing their crystalline structure, the discordant structure in the hateful side, the polluted side, and then the pristine beauty that you saw with the love side, for instance. And there's a real thing here, water being a carrier for information, for homeopathy, and for this technology to produce the electrons. And so I would urge you, encourage you at the very least, go back and listen to the archives when we interviewed Hagen Tears. I think I said it right now. Hagen, yes. And learn about and go dig deeper on what that is and how it can be corrected. Because some people say, like I said in a previous segment, oh, it's hard to live the way you do, Robert. I don't live perfectly, however you define perfectly. I do the best I can considering what I know to try and prevent or minimize some of these exposures, minimize the damage to myself, my family, my kids, my mom, whatever I can do. But I can't do it for you. And you have to decide the value in anything you invest in terms of the time it takes or the things you work for and the government lets you keep, and then using that extra little bit to get something like Key Home, for instance. But you got to feel it out and say, you know what, it's worth it. I'm worth it. Like I said, to eat organic food when you say it can't be afforded, and then you find a way. Or you begin to grow your own food because you what you don't have in money, you can invest in time, right? Time, money, these are things how they match up. So the 5G is a very real threat. I'm just thinking strategically the things we can bring to you to help you along the way. And y'all know other things that I don't know, and keep sharing them with me. I'm always open to new ideas. And I don't know, Super Don, strategically what you're doing besides taking hopefully a lot of CBD.
I've got my CBD and I've got my selenium and I rub dirt on myself at least once or twice a day and
yes,
and walk
I needed
it off,
to do so. That with this cut, but I did the silver
That's
instead.
Right. But listen, one thing about the 5G, you're going to hear people that are going to say, "Oh, you know, that's not going to cause cancer. You're just being paranoid." But back in 2016, there was a huge study that was done. It was like a 7-year study on the impact of the cell phone radiation at that time, and over that period of time, they were looking at 2G and 3G, right? And they found, there were results, scientists were like shocked to see that there was an increase in these different cancers in the rodents that were exposed to the radiation like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if nothing else, I mean, granted, they couldn't test the 5G because it didn't exist back then. Mm-hmm. But radiation from 5G is similar to that of the 2G and the 3G enough so that there got to be some red flags here. You know, and this study was done by the National Toxicology Program, so it wasn't just some little study from some weird country or something. So
some weird
the
country
concern
like
should
America?
Be real.
We're a bit
well,
weird.
You know what I'm saying, and a lot of time you see studies, because they won't study stuff here in the U.S., you'll see a study out of, Belgium or something.
Yeah. Oh, I know, Belglish. I know.
Yeah.
Right. You can't trust
anything. And so people, a lot of the time, the scientific community here will look at those studies and go, oh, well, we weren't there. We didn't do those studies. You know, we're not going to give those any credit. But this was done here in the United States, so the concerns are real. Not to mention the fact that there's another study that was done that shows that mobile phone radiation, they didn't link it to cancer in this particular situation, but they linked it to, get this, memory performance in adolescents. Now, these kids are walking around with these phones all the time, right? You know, they're Snapchatting and Instagramming and Facebooking and doing selfies and eating Tide Pods, which, is a whole other story. But they're carrying this
By the way, Super Don, I asked my nephew if he ate Tide Pods, and apparently he didn't, so he's not one of those.
No, he's good. And he didn't do the hot water challenge?
No,
either?
Not the hot water challenge. In fact, he's going to be going to Georgia Southern, I think, University for electrical engineering or chemical.
Good.
Electrical. Yeah, so he's a smart kid. So it's not to say we're not throwing all millennials and post-millennials under the bus, but boy, when you up, man, it is embarrassing. But again, the weakness is
style.
EM fields could be disrupting memory in the youngins. What is it doing to the oldens? What about the Alan Aldas and Neil Diamonds of the world? Again, contributing in addition to whatever exposures they've had in their lifetime. I was reading that Natural News article, and I just noticed, too, firefighters in San Francisco said they began experiencing an array of unusual side effects after 5G equipment was installed in and around their firehouses. So you know, this is, you know, the firemen are as grounded as people as you can ever imagine, the kind of thing lives they're leading. And they're saying, you know what, something's messed up here. We didn't have these problems, and now they're here with the 5G. Folks, pay attention. Strategize. How are you going to invest your time or energy or efforts to protect yourself? Is it important enough for you? I get it. Some people just say, you know, live free, die hard, or die young. Was it? Yeah, die young. Now, if that's what you want to do, of course, be aware of what choices you're making. But what about your kids and grandkids? What kind of life do you want them to lead? What kind of ailments do you want them to suffer from? Yes, you do have a modicum of control. Ultimately, when they're of age, depending on how you've raised them, they'll make decisions you hope will be better or that will be equivalent to the decisions you made to try and help them and protect them. So there you go.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the world that we live in right now, it's very hard to get away from this stuff anymore because everything is connected. Everything's high tech. You're surrounded by, you know, this type of technology. So the best thing you can do, unless you have the ability to go live on top of a mountain and on the Himalayas, is to do the best you can to protect yourself, right?
Yeah, indeed. And again, thanks to Grandma Mickey for hosting the show tonight. And she's got Echo Water here, so we're doing well on our hydration. We've got molecular hydrogen flowing into us. Don't ask me to go out dancing. It'd be embarrassing. Besides, I'll probably fall over. I'm still tired, but somehow we're making it through the show tonight. Looking forward to Ty Bollinger coming up. Thanks again to Mike Phillip last night for hosting. Looking forward to hearing from Joni Abbott as she cranks up Homegrown Health. She'll also be at the Trinity Live Conference in Chicago.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited. A name you can trust.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
By the way, the cat apparently is okay. She's a little skittish, but she's always been skittish, our cat. And she was not happy being put in the travel cage. But we were worried that she was going to be crying. You know how cats can caterwaul cry? She only let out one of those. The rest of the time, she was just quiet. Just checking it all out. And now she's at Grandma's house with two other cats. And there was a little bit of a Mexican standoff, as they call it. I don't know why they call it a Mexican standoff. Why couldn't it be a Belgian standoff, like you bring up Belgian stuff? But at a certain point, a little hissing. And then she went back to the room. Now she's just chilling out, relaxing. But she's eating and fine. And we didn't get her a chance to give her the CBD. We had hoped, well, we'll give her some CBD. We didn't get to do that. But that's how crazy it was before we left on this big... Is it a nature trip? No, we're in internal combustion engines with, you know, things up above and all around us, and yet we made it here. It's a cross-country trip. We're doing a semi-world tour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, apparently appearing in places where, who knows, maybe it'll be the city near you. We'll let you know. But upcoming events are listed in the show notes. I know, is it the next one is August 19th? We're already in August. And we're going to be in Dearborn, Detroit, Michigan, for the Cancer Prevention Convention. And Ty and Charlene are going to be there. Also, Marlene Siegel, the veterinary doctor that was also featured in the Truth About Cancer series, is going to be there. So bring your pets. No, don't bring your pets there, literally, but bring the pet questions and stuff. So that will be happening as well. Dr. Tony Jimenez, Doc of Detox, it will be streaming in somehow. I don't know. If you look at the lineup, you're like, dude, any one of them I'll just go to. So we'll be there for that. And then upcoming events, Trinity in September 22nd, 23rd. So the International, I'm not reading this right because I'm not reading it at all. The Iridology Holistic Conference things, it's October. And that's in Orlando. I'll be back for that. Mm-hmm. So what else we got before Ty Bollinger joins us?
Well, we do actually have a comment of the day. Mm. Kind of weird. It's like we got question of the day, comment of the day, all this stuff, but we don't have our themes. It's a little weird, isn't it?
I know. How's the comment of the theme go? Comment of the day theme go. Sing it.
Hey, you guys.
That's good.
Right?
Where did that come from, hey, you guys? That came from,
I believe, was from, it was either Sesame Street or Electric Company.
The Goonies? Or Electric Company.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
McKenzie, Electric Company.
How old are you, McKenzie?
Company?
20. How old are you? You're 20? 20 and you knew the answer to that?
How is that possible?
I knew it from Family Guy.
Family. They get it all from, that's what my son gets a lot of that from.
Oh, that's right. They bring a lot of that old stuff back. But still, you knew it was Electric Company. I'm impressed.
Wow. Dude, I couldn't even draw that memory down.
You know what? I'm bringing you with me, McKenzie, if I ever have to go on Jeopardy. You're going to be like the guy with the microphone in my ear.
Actually, right? No. If we ever need a translator for millennials or post-millennials, we're interacting with, they don't understand us, we'll ask McKenzie, hell, can you say what we said in that language? And he's there for us.
There you go. There
that
you
I like.
All right.
Like.
Comment of the day.
All right. This is from Mark B., a longtime listener, fan of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks for all you do and all your impact that you have on people. What about animals? Do I have any impact on animals?
Oh, God.
With people. All right. I just got hired at Vitamin Shop. That's the old English spelling. They loved me right away when I interviewed last week, and I mentioned you in the interview and how I learned from people like you.
And then you got fired.
Well, no, that's the thing. You'd think, listen to Robert Scott Bell Show, don't hire this guy. Well, apparently Vitamin Shop doesn't have a problem with me. This is good news. Right. And Mike Adams, Health Ranger. He says this, Mark says this, I worked for Whole Foods before but was only in the deli, and they turned me down for over 25 positions because of their politics and such, he says. So, yeah, the Whole Foods people may not like the Robert Scott Bell Show and Mike Adams, the health ranger, because we call them out on the bad stuff that they're doing.
Right.
Anyways, keep on impacting the world on health issues. Finally, I have a place I am proud to work for. Before in Walgreens, CVS, and Whole Foods. Isn't that interesting? He mentions all three in one sentence. Walgreens, CVS, and Whole Foods. It's become the natural drugstore of choice, right? The multi-billion-dollar drugstore chain, Whole Foods. But they're not labeling their GMOs. We'll get to that next hour with Ty Bollinger. It just wasn't the health that I was into when I was with them. So, Mark B., thank you so much for sharing a positive story of a rather large corporate group, but that is not afraid of a message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And really, if you're into health and healing, and you're a company like, whether it's Vitamin Shop or others, you want to be able to communicate the truth. Right now, they don't let you. So have your listeners tune in to this show, and they'll learn a bit more than they'll learn in the mainstream media, for sure. Certainly at CVS, Walgreens, and Whole Foods. All right, back with Ty Bollinger after this, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And don't think difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.